Station 10, Information Panel Part 2, from 1945 to the present. The second part of the information panel deals with the period after 1945, what happened to the perpetrators and to the few remaining survivors, what were the consequences of the Nazi dictatorship of terror, what were and are the continuities with reference to racism, anti-Semitism, neo-Nazism and right-wing extremism. The perpetrators did not suddenly disappear. The process of denazification failed. Very few were punished. Some even remained in influential posts, for example, in the judiciary and the police. Neither had the ideologies of exclusion and the thought patterns from the Nazi era disappeared. Anti-Tsiganism, hatred of Roma and Sinti, anti-Semitism and racism influenced the young Federal Republic too. The end of the 1950s saw a wave of anti-Semitism here in Dusseldorf when the newly built synagogue was daubed with swastikas. Our exhibition does not, therefore, end with the Second World War, but seeks to ensure that the continuities of such thought patterns and ideologies of exclusion remain on the agenda right up to the present. It was precisely the period immediately after reunification which was influenced by a wave of extreme racist violence. One example can be seen in a photograph taken in the neighbouring town of Solingen. In 1993, neo-Nazis set fire to a block of flats. Five people, including children, were killed. More recent examples are the racist murders in Hanau and the anti-Semitic terrorist attack in Halle. Another photograph shows an anti-migrant demonstration by the right-wing party Pro-NRW. Research on the subject of right-wing extremism shows that 15 to 20% of the population have a tendency towards right-wing attitudes with differing characteristics. If there is a successful party or movement, for example the AfD or Pegida, the potential can be mobilized and thus achieves visibility. Remembering the Nazi regime also means understanding exclusion and discrimination in the present day. Just as we don't wish to forget those murdered and persecuted by the Nazis, so we must not abandon those threatened by right-wing extremism, anti-Semitism, and racist violence. In closing, we invite you to visit the stone troughs in the library. To do so, head for the library and keep to the right.